Security officials still don't know the identity of an airline traveler whose shoes caused the delay or cancellation of flights for thousands of travelers. At San Francisco International Airport yesterday, a security screener detected explosives on the shoes of a passenger, but let the man proceed into the terminal. United Airlines is promising an investigation. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Cy Musicherb reports.
At 6:30 yesterday morning, a United Airlines security screener began a random check on the shoes of a male passenger. The screener swabbed the man's brown loafers, looking for traces of explosives materials. The test came back positive, and the screener turned to his supervisor to discuss what to do next. That's when things went wrong, according to San Francisco Police Sergeant Larry Ratty.
The person who belonged to the shoes walked into the terminal. He was not instructed, from my understanding, to stay, and he did not run through the checkpoint. He merely walked on like anybody else would do.
United Airlines employees and security screeners then tried unsuccessfully to find the man, described only as a white male in a business suit. Finally, United Airlines contacted the Federal Aviation Administration, which shut down the terminal an hour after the security breach. Sergeant Ratty.
We conducted a very thorough search in the terminal with the bomb dogs and with officers on foot doing hand searches, and we deemed the terminal to be safe, and the FAA gave the authority to open the terminal.
Security guards then rescreened 2,000 to 3,000 passengers. Ron Wilson, chief spokesman at San Francisco International, says the man in the brown loafers may have been just one in the crowd.
He may not know yet. In fact, he may have been one of the passengers that was rerouted from the sidewalk this morning back through security and onto an airplane, never realizing that he was the subject of such intense searching.
Wilson emphasized that the substance on the man's shoes may have been a harmless material. The test can show positive results from fertilizer or fireworks residue or a nitroglycerin pill someone takes for a heart condition. Meanwhile, United Airlines says the security breach caused delays for tens of thousands of passengers throughout the country. Travelers in San Francisco said the evacuation and rescreening were a hassle, but worth it. Carolyn Rivas was headed to New Orleans for the Super Bowl.
I don't find it annoying at all. I think most of the people here would be appreciative of the type of security that's going on. Better safe than sorry.
Joe Hopkins is a spokesman for United Airlines. He says the airline has full confidence in its security company, Argonbright.
Argonbright represents us at many airports across the country, and we think that they do a good job. But, you know, what happened in this particular instance is the thing that we're going to focus on and try to get to the bottom of, and we're going to work at that.
Advocates for air passengers say yesterday's incident shows the strengths and defects of beefed-up security at U.S. airports. David Stempler is president of the Air Travelers Association.
What we're experiencing is a transition from airline travel, which we knew before 9/11, which was basically turning into mass transportation. It was quick, convenient, and cheap, and getting from place to place. We're trying to convert that into a high-security airline system, and that transition will be a difficult one.
It's not clear yet if the man with the brown loafers will face any charges in the case. A traveler who caused a similar shutdown in Atlanta last fall is facing thousands of dollars in fines, and an airline is suing him for more than $100,000. For NPR News, I'm Cy Musicherb in San Francisco.